I remember thinking I'd met my soulmate within a couple of weeks of meeting my ex. It was so crazy how much we had in common. He was an artist like I was, and he even wrote dark, brooding poetry like I did at the time. We seemed to like the same music, we both loved to dance. I mean, I could go on and on. And while I didn't think a whole bunch of him when I first met him, it wasn't long before I was telling a girlfriend that while we seemed so different, I really couldn't believe how much we had in common. Of course, I would later learn that he was probably a toxic narcissist, and relationships with narcissists tend to move really quickly, so within less than a year, we'd be living together and married with a baby on the way. It was around this time that I'd be smacked in the face with the fact that much of what he claimed we'd had in common was a complete fabrication. But why would he do this? Why do narcissists copy your personality as well as the personalities of the people around them? Is it a manipulation tactic? Do they know they're doing it? Well, I have a theory on this, and the answers to these questions might go a lot deeper than you probably think. So that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. The psychology of how and why narcissists copy the personalities, behaviors, hobbies, and speech patterns of the people in their lives. So let's get started. Let's talk about narcissist codependency and mirroring. Narcissists have a way of copying you or mimicking you, or in some cases, nearly becoming you. And when you think about someone who's a narcissist using mirroring or copying, you probably think of the average narcissist. They kind of take on little bits of the identities of other people. But what you might not know is that this behavior, as annoying as it can be, is often the result of an early childhood issue caused by a lack of mirroring. And while narcissists manifest this by imitating the people around them, any one of us could be affected by the same issue, and we could be manifesting it through our own codependency. And yes, I'm quite serious, so let's talk about it. First, let's define what I mean when I say mirroring. It's the usually subconscious replication of another person's nonverbal signals. In layman's terms, it's when you reflect back the mannerisms, behaviors, and traits of other people. Because of mirroring, we adopt different facial expressions, body language, and even tone of voice in some cases. And for a lot of us, this leads us to empathy. As adults, we might use mirroring subconsciously as a way to create rapport with other people. And despite what a lot of people are going to tell you, mirroring is not necessarily a narcissistic behavior. In fact, it's a normal part of the development of humans. It begins as early as the day you're born and is a requirement for the normal development of babies, toddlers, kindergartners, etc. It helps them to develop their identities. But what happens when a tiny little human doesn't experience this important connection during infancy and early childhood? Let's talk about how the lack of mirroring in early childhood can affect you long term. As infants, humans will naturally adapt to whatever parenting we get. When our parent is depressed or anxious or stressed or even really, really distracted, a lot of times they don't give us the eye contact that we need. And in these cases, and in the case of a parent who might have narcissistic personality disorder, we are nearly doomed on a psychological level when we don't get the kind of connection we need for our brains to develop normally. See, there's published research out there that tells us that beginning when we're born and throughout our early childhood, regular eye contact with our mothers helps us to develop a sense of self. Now, I'm going to link a couple of those studies for you in the description below if you're curious. For most people, the natural time to give this kind of eye contact would be during diaper changing, feeding, other kinds of physical care for their babies. And you would think that it's sort of a natural thing for most people to look at their babies and talk to them or coo with them or whatever, right? Well, let's talk about good enough parents versus toxic parents. The thing is, most parents do this naturally, even parents who might be considered not good parents by the average person. But even when good enough parents do what comes naturally to them, babies and toddlers will reciprocate and even begin to initiate eye contact and stuff over time. They'll want to connect. But when our mothers have the problems I mentioned or any other issue that causes them to not focus while they're feeding us and caring for us, for example, the mother might not give us the contact that we'd so desperately have needed to properly attach to her. Well, this leads us to losing not only our ability to develop our authentic selves, but it also leaves us feeling instinctively like our needs haven't been met. That's because we are receiving this unconscious message that we don't matter. And later, if our mother is a narcissist, we learn that in order to have any value whatsoever, we need to meet her needs and the needs of others around us as a result. This type of perception manifests in us in a bunch of different ways, and it becomes a really big part of the core self we develop. It will, in nearly every case, affect our relationships in adulthood as well. We're going to talk about two extreme ways that a lack of mirroring can affect you in your adult relationships. Since the lack of mirroring in early childhood leads to you feeling unimportant and thinking your value comes from how you serve other people, you would naturally become more attractive to someone like a narcissist. You'll spend your life trying to make the people around you happy and take care of their needs in order to feel like you're worthy, and a narcissist loves people like that. Now, while you and I probably developed the disease to please if our mothers were unable to connect with us on this level, people who develop toxic narcissism or even narcissistic personality disorder are affected differently. See, when narcissism manifests, it's because those who develop it, well, they've developed the trademark lack of empathy of a narcissist as a result of having felt not understood, not appreciated, and not tuned in with their parent. So unlike those of us who became people pleasers, narcissists are unable to see others as whole people. They can't understand or appreciate the autonomy of anyone else, probably as a result of this. What's worse is that the lack of mirroring in infancy can lead to a really toxic legacy in your family. Because, for example, when a mother doesn't naturally mirror her babies, chances are she didn't receive mirroring in her own infancy and early childhood. As a result of that, unless she becomes self-aware and chooses to develop what's necessary to overcome this and intentionally change the pattern, she's not going to be able to offer this to her own children either, which leads to her trauma being passed on to her children. And this can continue in families for generations. It's really sad. How does narcissistic mirroring lead to copycat behaviors in narcissists then? Well, maybe you've noticed that the narcissist in your life has picked up some of your hobbies or ideas or even certain personality traits you might have. Your reaction might have been to kind of stress out and worry, and then you might have thought, maybe I'm reading too much into this. Or maybe you thought it was an amazing little bit of kismet that you'd finally met your soulmate the way I did. But by now you've probably realized, okay, I'm dealing with a narcissist or someone who might be a narcissist, and you're probably painfully aware that narcissists are manipulative. Mirroring, then, can be used by narcissists almost unconsciously as a manipulation tactic. And it can be used consciously, and is, by sociopaths and psychopaths who don't do it naturally as well. When adult narcissists use mirroring, though, they copy your behaviors, your mannerisms, your speech patterns, and your personality traits. It can be pretty extreme, and for a lot of us, a little disconcerting. Since narcissists feel like they don't really have any substance or personality, it's almost like they can't exist without being a reflection of someone else, or more than one person. As I explained before, this is likely due to that early childhood wound of not getting the kind of nurturing they needed on an emotional level. Their mothers often didn't give them the eye contact and recognition that they needed to properly self-actualize. So have you noticed how a narcissist will suddenly kind of change their personality or behavior over the years? I mean, it happens all the time. When you're in a long-term relationship with a narcissist, you're going to notice this, like a shift in their personality here and there. It'll happen various times throughout the relationship. Now, for the average narcissist, you might see a sudden shift in personality when they start spending time with a new person. Or if you're talking about a parent, they might even take on some of your own qualities, your habits, or your hobbies as you develop them. And probably this would continue into adulthood. Now, what's really interesting about this is that it can kind of be a hell for you if you really think about it. Because when they do suddenly change or shift and become someone else, a lot of times you can just look around at the people in their lives and kind of figure out exactly what's happening here. Chances are, in most cases, they're either jealous of someone and sort of trying to take on their qualities by mimicking them, or maybe they're obsessed with that person and taking on their qualities, behaviors, or mannerisms for that reason. There are a number of possibilities. But why do narcissists do this? Why do they mirror you in relationships? As you know, narcissists are very competitive by nature, and being in a relationship with one, it can feel like they really want to take your identity in one way or the other. And in the case of mirroring, they, like I said, almost become you on some level. Ironically, they will often find you attractive for whatever quality they eventually take on. And as the relationship progresses, you might find that you actually lose that part of yourself. For a codependent, this can be devastating and have lifelong effects if you're not careful. But what is the psychology of the mirroring behavior for narcissists in adult relationships? Well, there are several reasons that a narcissist might engage in mirroring with an adult in an adult relationship, including the following. Narcissists tend to kind of commit identity theft in a way. They don't really have a stable identity. And I'm not talking about identity theft like where criminals use your information to open up bank accounts and hurt your credit and whatnot. But narcissists aren't above that. So in general, I'm talking about the fact that they never established a real sense of identity growing up, thanks in part to the lack of eye contact and human connection in early childhood. So they might literally be attempting to sort of adopt your identity on some level. Now, they may also do this as a tactic in the beginning. Mirroring in narcissists also happens when they really want to win you over, kind of like a soulmate scam in a way, because they pretend they like and dislike the same things you do and kind of mirror your behaviors. Now, when you meet someone like this, someone who's so much like you, it might make you feel like I said, like they're your soulmate, and it might make you warm up to them more quickly. quickly, and narcissists know that. The third reason is to pretend they're being intimate. Narcissists are not by nature able to express true empathy. Certainly in some cases, they might be able to fake it if they need to, but generally, they don't have the skills or even the desire to have a real connection with anyone. But they need narcissistic supply, and in order to get that, what do they need? They need relationships. They logically understand that intimacy is important. So they pretend, and they learn to do this by watching your behaviors. In other words, they fake intimacy by imitating you. Now, while narcissists will stop actively mirroring you after the love bombing or idealization phase ends, they will also continue to hold on to whatever qualities or traits they've picked up from you, unless and until they find someone else to imitate. So what do you think about this? This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you experienced a narcissist who copied your identity? And if so, were you kind of surprised by the answers I shared today on why that happens? Or did you already know this? Do you agree or disagree with my theory? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you here and here. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.